92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So last summer, America was introduced to a new Netflix TV series called Squid Game. I haven't seen it. I read the description. To be honest, I don't understand it. It's become very popular with viewers, though, and it's a very sensitive subject with some government officials in North Korea who have seen it and don't want the common people over there to have access to it. In the last couple of weeks, I read that a North Korean man who recently smuggled DVDs of Squid Game into the country was sentenced to execution by firing squad. There's also a high school student who smuggled in a USB drive of digital copies of the show. He's being jailed for life. And another group of about a dozen young adults were caught watching bootleg copies of the show on a computer. Apparently, they're getting very harsh punishments as well. The issues the Korean government has with the show, there's several actually, they say that the Netflix drama highlighted how South Korea was a place where corruption and immoral scoundrels are commonplace, and they had an issue with the fact that one of the show's characters was a North Korean defector whose story highlighted her escape from the country. A lot of drama going on with this show.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.